Good afternoon. How you guys doing today? Good, thanks.
Tom, you mentioned the red zone the last couple weeks, 2-of-5 on Sunday.
2-of-4. We gave up on the last one.
All right. 2-of-4.
Yeah.
Where do you feel like the progress is there, or as opposed to where it needs to be?
Well, it's, you know, they're important plays. I mean, I wish we'd be, you know, 4-of-4, but, you know, just missed a third down play there on the kind of the scramble play, and then had a 3rd and 1 at the 1 and didn't get in. So, I mean, it's a small margin of error, but I think we realize that. I mean, it's a tight space. There's a lot of tight throws. You know, it's just something we got to do a better job of. I mean, scoring those extra 4 points obviously are very critical, and, you know, we'd love to convert more of them. We just haven't, you know, done as well as we're capable.
How has your growth been with receivers, especially Brandon Cooks, over the first 7 weeks?
How's it? What's it with
the growth? With
the growth,
especially Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, we're putting in the work every day, trying to, you know, get things right, and I mean, those guys are working really hard. You couldn't ask any more of them what they've done and what they're continuing to do and on the practice field and the games. You know, everyone's contributed. I think everyone's made a lot of plays. You know, it's been a lot of fun. We've had a good group. I mean, obviously losing Jules is not ideal, but a lot of the guys have rallied around and stepped up and tried to do a great job for us. And, you know, we just have to keep fighting through it. I mean, we're at the, you know, obviously close to the midway point. And, you know, it's when we really got to, you know, hit the accelerator, because, you know, it's when, you know, that's what the good teams do.
Does that come into play at all this week, the fact that maybe the carrot out there is, hey, we do everything we can to get a W here this Sunday, we have the bye week?
Yeah, I think it's just that bye week is just a chance to reevaluate where you're at. And, you know, knowing that this is the last game before that, you want to finish on a high note and you want to go in feeling really good about what you've done. And, you know, the problem is this team is, you know, they're hot. They're 1-3 straight. They've got a really good defense. There's nothing easy about it. You know, it's a big challenge facing them. But, you know, to get to 6-2 would be huge for this team. And that's what we're going to try to do.
You mentioned before that nothing good happens when you're holding off. How fast do you have to get rid of the ball against this defense, because they swarm the board tonight?
Yeah, fast. Definitely, you know, Bosa and Ingram. And, you know, they got a really good group of pass rushers. And, you know, they get to the quarterback, and they do it a variety of different ways. And some of it's blitz, but, you know, a lot of it's just beating matchups. And those guys are very good one-on-one. And, you know, it's a big challenge for our offensive line. And we face a lot of good pass rushers, and, you know, it seems like we said every week, man, this team's got a good rush, they're coming after us, and this is another team that really has it. And, you know, it's just what we're dealing with every week. So hopefully we can use some of the experience we've had this first 7 games and really put it to work versus, you know, this group, which is really good. They really get after you, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to stand back there and hold it forever. So it's a real good rush.
Tom, you guys have had some decent success on 3rd and long this year. Like last week, there was a 3rd and 16 completed for 20 yards. What's the key to converting in those long situations?
Yeah, you know, we'd love to not be in those. We've been in them, you know, quite a bit. You know, I think the penalties have put us in a lot of those situations, negative plays, sacks, and so forth. But, you know, sometimes you get stuck there, and it's not where you want to be, and it's been great to be able to convert some of those. But we also know, over the course of 16 weeks, you know, you really can't live in that spot. So you get away with it from time to time, you know, converting. But at the end of the day, you know, 3rd and 16 is a good place for the defense to be and not really for the offense. So, I mean, maybe you'll hit an in cut every once in a while, or a go route or a post or, you know, something beyond the sticks. But, you know, we got to keep them manageable, especially against this team with a good rush. I mean, you can't, like I said, you're not going to be able to hold it all day. So, you just have to get it out and find the right guys on early downs and try to stay away from either negative runs or penalties and really stay on track, and hopefully we can keep those 3rd downs manageable.
Is there a confidence, though, in your guys that even if you are behind the chains, that we can still pick this up?
Yeah, I mean, we're always confident. I mean, we come back from, you know, obviously, whether it's a 3rd and long or whether it's being down 14 in the 4th quarter, I mean, we come back in a lot of situations. So I think whatever situation we're faced with offensively, whether it's a play or a drive or a quarter, and we're confident if we do the right thing, we can overcome it. Again, the margin of error is slim, when you're, you know, really faced with those long odds. But, you know, I don't think we're going to give up out there. I think we'll keep trying to go after it, and hopefully we can make the plays. It's a great group. I think they've, you know, there's five guys in there, and they all contribute in their own way, and they all, you know, the versatility, and I think the enthusiasm, the support for one another is really great to see. So they had a great, all of them had such a great week last week, and you know, they've had great weeks all year. And I have a lot of confidence in those guys running the ball, catching it. They're all doing such a great job. So thank you.
Just a little bit in your rivalry with him. He's been doing it a long time.
Philip Rivers? Yeah, he's a great player. Always admired Philip, and, you know, he's a great passer of the ball. I think he does a great job finding, you know, the receivers, the tight ends. He spreads it around. He's got a lot of confidence back there. He's really not fazed by much. He's kind of seen everything. So, you know, I love watching their offense play. I think, you know, they do a good job involving everybody. And, you know, Phillip's always standing there making a throw. So, you know, that's really what you look for. And, you know, he does a great job of that. He's a great player. So, thank you, guys.